Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together for another day and another week and turn to God's Word and see what He has to say for another day. We're going to be turning through 1 Corinthians chapter 7, but before I read our passage, let us come before Him in a time of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank You for Your Word. What a delight it is for us to turn to it. And we do indeed pray that as we open it up, that You would bless it to our hearts, that we might be nourished and fed and grow to understand the Lord Jesus Christ and His ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, picking up at verse 8. To the unmarried and the widows, I say that it is good for them to remain single, as I am. But if they cannot exercise self-control, they should marry, for it is better to marry than to burn with passion. At the end of last week, we saw that it was better to be single, or you might even say it's best to be single, as you can devote yourself to the Lord. Well, today, you might have noticed from the title of the devotion, I'm going to tell you that it's better to be married. You might be thinking, I'm being a little bit illogical. However, that's exactly what Paul says, isn't it? He says it's better to be married. It's better to be married if you're going to struggle. He says it's good to be single, it's great to be single, however, if you're going to struggle with singleness, if you're going to struggle with being unmarried, if you're going to struggle with sexual temptation, then it's better to be married. Better to be married than to burn with passion. And I'm reminded at this moment of what happened to my wife and I. We got advice from our minister when we were engaged. I was 18 and my beloved was 20, and we were burning with passion. We were really struggling with the temptation to sin. And so our minister said to us, well, why don't you bring the wedding date forward? And we had never thought about this before. This just seemed a bit crazy to us. We had selected a date and we had things planned. And I mean, I had parents that were overseas that were going to have to organize tickets to come over. And so we were like, well, that's just not practical. And he said to us, it's better to bring the date forward and to get yourself married than it is to burn with passion and potentially fall into sin. And I have never, ever forgotten that advice. It was biblical advice, and I've never forgotten it. And you know what we did? We brought the date forward. We shifted it forward. I can't remember by how many months now, but we shifted it forward. My parents had to get earlier flights in order to be able to come over and join us for it. However, it was biblically sound advice that protected us from sin. And all of this, I think, highlights just three very important points that I just wanted to briefly touch on and point to today before I race out to another meeting. Firstly, it's important for us to remember that we shouldn't unnecessarily put off wedding dates. We live in an age which is obsessed with big, fancy, expensive, elegant weddings. Now, if you had one of them or are planning one of them, this is by no means a chastisement upon you at all. But I just want to point to something. On average, in New Zealand, people spend approximately $75,000 upon a wedding. Now, that, of course, is going to take into effect people who spent way less than that and people who spent astronomically more than that. However, there is a temptation for us in the church to take up a worldly mindset of weddings and think we too need a big fancy wedding. And therefore weddings get put off in order for people to be able to save up money, to plan all the special events and get all the ducks in a row. Well, sometimes that ought to be cast out. Well, weddings are never about the big fancy special event, but there are times when we ought to say, actually, even though I'd love to have a wedding day like that, I can't. I can't do that because we need to get married sooner. We should be quick to have a simple wedding. And that's the second thing. We ought to understand the wisdom of simple, quick weddings in order to protect ourselves. There's nothing wrong. In fact, I think it's biblically wise for us to say, I haven't got the time nor the money to have the wedding I've always desired. However, me getting married is more important. Me protecting myself from falling into sexual sin is more important than the wedding day. It's more important than the fancy party or whatever it is that you might have in your mind. It's better for me to be married than to burn with passion and have a fancy wedding day. Do you see my point? And then thirdly, I think it's important for us to see the practical nature of the marital union. I've said this already, but I'm going to say it again. We have a Hollywood mentality of marriage, and therefore we have a Hollywood mentality of the marital union. And therefore we're waiting for the special marriage, the special wedding day, the special reception, the special whatever you want to call it, rather than seeing it as a wonderful means to promote spiritual growth in our lives. You see, we're given marriage in order that we might grow more like Christ, in order that we might be protected from burning with passion. And so if you're single, if you're unmarried and you find yourself burning with passion, get married. Find someone to get married to. This is a legitimate biblical thing to do. You don't have to remain single for your whole life. It is better to be married than to struggle with sexual sin. And so turn to God and say to Him, Lord, I'm struggling with passion. Provide me with someone. And then do not delay, but get yourself married. It's a wonderful gift from God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, these aren't practical little things and nothing super in depth, but we thank you for the simplicity of your word, which gives us this joyous gift. And we pray that you would help us to think biblically about these sorts of things rather than thinking about it from a worldly perspective. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for joining me for another day. I'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon.